guys, it's James, and welcome to the first ever episode of Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider. Yes, guys, like I said, it's James, and I'm excited to venture through the world of Saban's Masked Rider. We're getting right into this. 1995, where were you? You should have been in front of the TV with them hams just slapped down on the floor, eating a big old bowl of applesauce. Keep it ding-dang sugar-free. Then that's how you keep it healthy. Find a bunch of apples, just punch them like you're a masked rider. That's what parents were really afraid of. Our children are gonna start being all, hey, Wilbur, eating with big old chompy teeth, punching apples. I would have been out. There was this median. Which it wasn't, it was a suburb. It's not like it was a busy road. It was actually a strange, I wish I could go back to that area of Muskegon, of Grand Rapids, Michigan, but there's ghosts in my head that live in that area. It's the reason about the thing that I always bleep out on the podcast. It's very relaxing, and the median had a bunch of crabapple trees that we'd be like, every time, maybe they're better this time. Let's have a bite. And, so sour. I would just be punching those, making mashed apples of crab. If I were to be watching every single Saturday morning Masked Rider, it might have been, they probably started dumping it on the weekdays, probably. I don't know. I'm excited about this. I truly think Masked Rider will be something I enjoy. Why would you say that? I'm one of these Power Ranger fuckboys. Hey, I'm also Bullwinkle. Think of Bullwinkle dressed as a Power Ranger, but not a Power Ranger, but as a Power Ranger fuckboy. Saying, oh, poo-poo Masked Rider, I know it sucks. It was more of a sitcom. That's what I fucking want, guys. Or should I say fuck boys? Stop saying the F word, James. Instead, say, I don't know, fudge? Power Ranger fudge boys? No, I want a Power Ranger fudge boy. Come here. Give me, it's Rita-flavored fudge, I guess? Hey, this one's Rita Repulsive, but you'll be coming back for more because it has some cayenne pepper in it. It has a kick, just like her kicking you in the gonad, saying, that's how she really got to Tommy Oliver. She just kept slamming him in the testes until he submitted. And he says, oh, I'm peeing blood. And she says, that's not pee. That's just blood dripping out of your D-hole. Okay, guys. You can watch along with me. That's what this is. It's a watch along of Saban's Masked Rider 1995. Maybe that was the year. Who knows? I'm excited. You can watch it on YouTube. It's on archive.org. And there is a fan sub site. They have this available in I'll link it or post it on Twitter. They have as best quality as you can find for all of these. There's no official release of this. Fingers crossed, we get this going. I'm posting these clips on TikTok, and people will be like, hoop-a-da, hoop-a-da, what is this? Or, you just unleashed a memory in my mind. And they do that, explode. That's what the exploding emoji head is. That's the noise it's making. It's going, and they should make, even though I hate the movie Clockwork Orange, they should make a Clockwork Orange emoji of his eyes being forced open. And he's like, oh, you need to moisten my eyes with some Visine. And they just start draining it into his mouth. And he says, no, I'm pooping now, diarrhea. All right, sync this up. There's links in the description. I'm excited. I've watched just a little bit, and I'm like, this is for me. Nicole's going to be pissed because it's Bible Man minus the religious overtones. That's how I'm looking at this. I'm pumped. I'm going to do 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play, and you click play when I say play. Hey, hey. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Masked Rider! There's a flashlight going over a logo. Edenoy. This is that shit, guys. It's Coneheads having sex, and that's how they teleport. Whoo! Man, this looks so rad already right off the bat. And learns to live as a human. Dang. Yes! This shit's so cool. Why did people hate this?
Oh, just wait until you get to episode 39. That's when it starts to tank.
39 episodes out of 40 is when it starts tanking? I think you just didn't like that episode.
Yeah, it was just a Furbus only.
I'm excited for a Furbus only. Damn, look at that. Wait, introducing Furbus. They don't give a name for the actor in the suit, or were the actors just listed as characters? I hope so, Master Rider. The satellite of love. I know there's a Power Rangers episode that introduces us to this, but I don't need to watch that stuff. Is this from Kamen Rider? It can't be. Is it? I've been wanting to watch Kamen Rider Black. It's one of the only Kamen Rider that I'm like, this looks up my speed.
Understood.
Understood.
Yes.
Keep that poisonous gas coming? My name's Poisonous Gas. Yaga yow.
Cyclopter, you must find that wretched orb.
This is some weird stitching together.
They cannot hope to succeed.
Because I don't think that dude's part of the other stuff. I like his cat eyes. Snake eyes. I have shark eyes.
You will be the ultimate ruler.
Oh, hell, we cannot fail.
Oh, hell, we cannot fail. Oh, hell yeah. I'm on a planet with two moons. What if you found out you're like, hey, this is the planet I live on. There's two moons, but you find out you're one of the moons and the moon you're looking at is actually the planet. How pretentious of you, am I right? How globalist? How, or centrist? I know that's not what centrist means, but if you think you are the center of the universe or the planet you live on is, you are a centrist. Damn. Guys, we gotta look at Furbus Rule 34 right now. It's Furbus saying, oh! Run! That's good. Oh, we must. Furbus, you must lay your eggs so I can use it as one of my yoni eggs. This shit rules already. These are genuine laughs.
Keep your head
steady. Oh, they're gonna let him get away. That's Furbus you're speaking of.
Now I've got you.
Now I've got you, Furbus. I think I'm gonna do two episodes. These are short ass eps, so why not? Furbus is dead. They should have had him face down, ass up. James, quit saying sexual things about Furbus.
Then there will be none to stand.
Oh, dang. I do like that they went the route of, hey, we could just throw this person in a suit and then, like, we just dub over them. I like that we cannot see this actor's facial features besides the mouth, which also, hey, I'd love to feed that person pie. Just start shoveling pie into their face. It's right. It's truly cut to be a pie-eating machine.
Thunderhead, how could you lose them? They're right in front of you.
Just look behind the rock, guys. These dudes suck. So were these the fuckers?
Come on, we have to keep moving.
Okay, they were making poisonous gas. Keep the poisonous gas coming. That's some of the stupidest writing I've ever heard of. You're digging up poisonous gas.
Excellent. I will dispatch them.
They have a brain in their hand. A toxic sphere.
To create my most diabolical creature.
Okay, it rolls out, I guess, and just a creature is created. I see a jazz jackrabbit in the back, a Beetleborg. Fuck, man, do I love a suburban home in the 90s. If you want suburban home porn, watch Three Ninjas. In their neighborhood, it's decked out. It's that nostalgia you miss. Because you wish you had a home like that. Oh, I'm splitting at my seams. This is very Star Kid-esque. You guys like Star Kid? This is good 3D animation for the time and for Toei. Ew, he's drippy as hell. Nicole would love. Okay, I know I wasn't good. Like, how is that not sexual? It's horns coming out of someone. Yeah, that's what a penis is, fuckers.
Patsy, I have to help my mom finish packing up for her catering job.
Patsy, this rules.
In my garage.
Patsy, I really don't have time for
this. Is her name Patsy?
Come on, I'll be by later.
Why did anyone hate this show?
I just heard the news.
Patsy?
Even my new molecular radar picked the signals up.
He's got my molecular radar, and...
Well,
it's,
I wouldn't jump to any conclusions.
It feels like it's just a metal detector that you hold. It's a Steadicam metal detector.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you.
Is her name Patsy?
You make sure that's tied right, Herbie.
I think we need some more slime.
What is going? No, that's enough. That's an adequate amount of slime.
I'm doing this anyway. Molly's never done anything to you.
How can you say that? Did she or did she not steal the lead from me in the school play?
No, you just can't sing.
Eye on her and he's mine.
But Molly doesn't even like Bobby Brigmore. See why you do.
Why don't you like me? We're brother and sister.
What I tell you?
I don't know.
I won't let you take me to the movies on Saturday.
Okay, they're not brother and sister. Or maybe they are.
Get excited or upset.
Go to the movies with your siblings, okay? It's not sexual just seeing a movie. Go with your bros. Go with your gals. And if anyone from school, even if you're an adult, if a couple teens come up to you and they're like, huh, you guys look identical. What are you, twins? And you say, yeah. And they're like, ew, gross. You're going on a date with your twin? And you're like, no. Hopefully, if you're a teen listening, two twins don't respond, yeah, what have you? And you're like, oh, no. Twincest. And then you find out you've been living in a porno this entire time. You hear dwomp, wow, wow. And you're like, is this a porno video? Or is this the Beastie Boys?
Only Masked Rider can defeat Dragon. Once
Damn.
His mission is completed, he will return to us.
What if the Earth what if the Earth had this color gradient? But I'm like, it actually does in some places. Because of them wildfires.
Dex. Prince.
Dex. Your prince. Good night, my sweet prince.
I give you
he kisses him on his forehead jewel. Oh, wait, is he in a tuxedo?
Take care, my friend.
No, he's in like a jacket. If they transformed him to wear a tuxedo and they're like, that's what humans wear.
Because
they only get TLC and it's constantly running Say Yes to the Dress. Do they ever have... I think the men, the like fancy man, it's not really a tuxedo, it's a suit. Oh no! Its body is moving, but its head is staying straight. Dex!
Furbus, you silly thing.
I do a pretty good Furbul impression. I'm going to start calling into every single other Ranger Power Rangers podcast as Dex.
Hey, Dex, have you checked out? Have you checked out my new show? Oh, have you? Or no, I'll be. Have you guys seen my friend Dex?
Oh man, Ranger Command Power Hour. Expect an email with a voice clip on there.
Have you guys seen my friend Dex? The last I saw him, he was in a tuxedo, and I'm the ring bearer. He's getting married to Patsy.
Eric will say, all right, we're done professionally, but personally, it's fine. Oh, she's getting slimed. Fuck. Imagine with your high school sweetheart, you have such a crush on her, and then you, yeah, and you didn't think she'd ever give you the time and day, unless you slimed one of your friends, but you end up on a garage floor. Oh, dang, he's got...
Bird brain experiments.
Ew.
I think I need to go home and clean myself up.
No.
To do my homework.
No, dude, this is the perfect opportunity to get in that house of hers. Fuck, dude, he's like Superman mixed with Goku right now. Oh yeah, look at that matte painting insert. That compositing work. What was I saying? This was a perfect opportunity for you to say, oh, I guess I should shower in your house, wink, wink. And then you could at least say I was naked inside of my love's apartment.
My apologies.
That's actually the set. That's not a composite.
Involved in some kind of an accident?
No.
I've traveled a vast distance from the planet Edenoi.
Edenoi.
Huh? I think the poor boy's in shock.
I'm looking for Patsy.
Yeah,
tell
me to get him into the house. He'll be okay.
I'm looking for Dex and Patsy's wedding.
And they're like, oh yeah, just go down the block, take a right, you'll see the balloons. That's where you need to go.
Thank you.
Oh, Eric. Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, you are screwed.
Nixon has begun. It's a simulation.
Oh, I will be emailing you.
Hey, Eric. It's me, Fooball, from the hit cult following show, Masked Rider.
Let's try this again.
I'm looking for Dex from the Ring Bearer.
My name is Dex, Prince of Edenoi.
My name is Dex.
My grandfather, the king.
My grandfather is the king, and I'm the grand prince. I'm looking for my furball. Oh, you mean that, like, chicken-looking Ewok? Yes. Have you seen him? Yeah, we sent him to a wedding down the street. Oh, no. That's my wedding. The love of my life. She got slimed recently, and I must clean her off. And that's why Furball's there. He will just rub upon her. He has naturally absorbent skin and fur.
Dex, I hold slime well.
Dex, what about your parents? Maybe we should give them a call.
My parents were lost to me when I was a child.
They were lost to me when I was a child.
Hey, you're an orphan like us.
Hell yeah.
I can adopt you too.
Orphans rule. Orphans rise up!
Okay.
And live that hard knock life.
Is he on the planet Edenoi?
Hal, I think we need to...
Because when you live that hard knock life, you get that hard cocked wife. Yay, yay!
I suppose I will...
Women love an orphan because then they're like, oh, there's no confusion of where we have to go for Christmas. It's my house. And then down my blouse... Yeah, check out my boobies, orphan. I'm an adult orphan.
Hey, no, I'm your family, Dex.
Oh, yeah, I have forgot about my companion, Furball. This show fucking rules, guys.
...had been banished from Edenoi for his evil deeds.
Oh, no.
...returned to attack Edenoi.
No, buildings exploded.
There are many who have fought back.
As the prince,
look at his necklace.
I was given special powers as my birthright.
This dude does not give off Masked Rider atmosphere edge. Like, they made him. Oh no! Yeah, this show rules!
Get those guys! The battle continues on Eidnoy. Hey!
Now here on Earth is about to begin.
This is a verbal promo on Fox Kids.
For his own evil purposes.
Hey guys! Thanks for watching Fox Kids! Next up is me and Saban's Masked Rider. You can see Dex on his journey to marry his true love, Patsy. I have a knife, guys.
And then you're that gif of the kid holding a knife at his birthday, and he's like,
Yeah, and then I'll see you guys later for an episode of Batman the Animated Series.
English, Dex, English.
I thought I was speaking English.
He is.
It means that, well, if you really want to fit in, you're going to have to learn to talk like the rest of us.
And go to school.
TV, Dex. Lots and lots of TV.
Yes, and catch the Power Rangers on Fox Kids.
Yeah!
Achoo!
I hear something.
Must be Patsy.
Check out this reggae. Is her name really Patsy?
Something is approaching Earth.
Fuck, I love this camera work. It looks like Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh my god. It also looks a lot like the children's shows or children's movies I watch on Tubi. Yes!
Bugs?
Bugs?
Oh, Fervus, am I ever glad to see you. But what are you doing?
What the fuck is that, dude? This is my Fervus. He holds slime well. Listen to Formulaic to understand that reference.
Dad's allergic to fur. We've never been able to keep a pet around here.
Mooney, Mooney.
Oh, give her a second take, guys.
Is there an animal in the house?
You?
Not exactly.
Mooney, yummy.
Mooney, yummy.
Hey,
guys.
Ready to cut a path of destruction through the city.
I don't know where my iPod is. I would be sending Eric, like, hey, other Power Rangers and characters come on the show here and there. Let Furbus come on. Furbus and Dex, where we will come on to champion Hasbro to do what's right and put this show out on DVD or at least on a YouTube channel.
Oh, no.
Oh my, he already has a little door watching Samurai Pizza Cat? Ceviche! He's in Derms Clerman on Hit It and Crit It.
We interrupt this program. Special news bulletin.
Oh no!
Of unknown origin is waging a siege of terror upon our city.
Shit.
Information is sketchy at this time, but as you can see from the live footage coming.
Yeah, of course information is sketchy. Those explosions, were those
it's all happening. Everything you said.
What does this mean, Dex?
This show fucking rules. I'm sorry I keep saying that.
The battle has begun.
It, like, it's exactly what I want. It delivers.
Dex, please! Bring me with!
What exactly are you doing?
I'm pointing at my head, dumbass. Well, where'd you learn how to talk like that? I've been watching Jerry Springer. Yeah.
Wow, way cool.
Is that Patsy?
The forces of evil must be
my husband to be.
No, Albie, this is a dangerous battle, and I'm. Thanks.
Fuck. I say it so many times. My parents could have been living in Los Angeles.
Doug,
we could have been.
Got to talk to Herbie.
Herbie, Fully Loaded. To be continued? Okay, we gotta watch the second one. I'm sorry. I thought we were only gonna watch the first, but no, I'm on the edge of my pants.
Will Dex fit in on Earth?
Are they? Oh, God. Dang it, the credits are going. It can't be Patsy.
Will Destructosphere succeed in carrying out Count Dragon's diabolical plot? Or
of course.
Masked Rider save the day? All this and more on the next exciting adventure of Masked Rider.
Nuts. Absolutely nuts that this wasn't a smash hit. All right, guys, I'm pulling up the second episode. Again, you can get this. It's Berike, B-E-R-E-K-E, is, I believe, the, I know it'll be in the description, but that, I want to give them a shout out. Berike Roz.
Ooh, baby, I like it.
Berike
Roz.
Okay, so this is episode 2, part 2 of this show. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm living for Furble or whatever his name is. I've already forgot it,
but I haven't forgot the voice, guys. Hey, Nicole. Hey. Hey, Nicole.
When Furble, let's start. When, real quick, when Furble's on the atmosphere, the oxygen, his blood is constantly oxidizing and getting gummy. So that's why there's a lot of, like, his throat sounds bubbly, okay? It's not because I just drank, or it's not because I ate a whole bunch of cheese before recording this. All right, it's the only snack I have. Let's begin in 5. Oh, sync it up, guys. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. That's how we'll do it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Yeah!
A distant and embattled planet called Edenoi.
Edenoi. Oh, I'm looking at you, Grandfather. Quit shocking me. They're rubbing their socks on the ground real quick. That's how they're able to get that static shock towards each other.
He is adopted by a kind family and learns to live as a human. His companion,
Furbis, by his side. It is, Furbis, not Furble.
Hey, guys.
The Masked Rider. Okay, these fuckers are getting, so we have Molly, we have Albie, he's cool. We have Hal and Barbara, they're doing God's work. Count Dragon and Nefaria and Furbis. I think they're trying to do an elf to this, meaning this is the actual thing. It's elf is not someone playing elf. Elf is an actor in this show.
Count Dragon's forces of evil has begun.
Just like Furbis. Furbis is playing himself in this show. I need to make him a little bit of a cat. That fucking sucked.
I've got to talk to Herbie.
Herbie Fully Loaded. And I'm Kirby Fully Bloated. I ate a little too much cheese before the recording. And I'm bloated like I'm totally PMSing.
I shall see to it that the Earth.
Maybe I should do a TikTok video to show how to get your eyeshadow like that lady.
The Earthlings will, Count Dragon, and turning them into your vast army.
I love his little soul patch.
Sound. Remember, Prince Dex, you've not yet found.
Oh, but I get you back,
wait.
Loony.
Database confirms okay. Location of Prince Dex presently unknown.
Okay, I thought they were all going to be talking in rhyme, and I was gonna say, show got it even better. He almost was all rhyming.
Hey, I can rhyme too, guys.
I hope, I'm waiting for the feedback for someone to say, stop talking as Furbis, James.
But I can't. Hey, guys, it's me, Furbis. I'm on the other microphone. I guess if you have to subscribe to patreon.com/MLMpod so Nicole can make more money and have more time. Because with then she'll be on these and she'll be taking off the secret microphone. Not me.
Hachu!
Must be hay fever.
What's going on?
Must be a hayseed.
School's been canceled for the day.
No!
We're having an emergency meeting at Leewood High.
With all this craziness going on around here, I don't
think school is canceled.
Where's Dex?
He went out fighting monsters. Isn't that cool?
Well, I hope he knows what he's doing.
He does. What?
Get this food to the car.
Oh, wait, do they know he's from outer space? That's very good. Furbus rules. School is canceled, but let's all go to the school for an emergency meeting. You kids shouldn't be at home alone, where it's more safe than in the city. Yeah, this is the children's TV show or movies I watch. Like the Moonbeam ones, like the Beanstalk or Jack and the Beanstalk, whatever it's called. Stalk. It's so good. That one rules. Get so stoned and watch that. Ew!
You are doomed.
In the name of Eden.
This is the best of both worlds. Amazing, disgusting Kamen Rider effects with campy-ass, insane script from Saban Productions Entertainment Holding Group.
Beat me, Destructosphere. Not from you.
He says, oh, come here and give me a kiss. Lick my silver drippies.
One last try.
You're not very good at this, maybe? Yes? No? Like, they're not going to destroy him right quick, are they? And isn't that from one of the... Oh, he destroyed him.
It's not safe to be out on our own streets.
You know, I still don't understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Giant bugs, some guy named Dex. You know I'd do anything for you, love bunny, but why are we here?
Ew.
I told you something really weird is going on and has something to do with Molly Stewart and her crazy family.
Is her name Patsy?
Molly, hey.
Molly, hey! He sounds a lot like me.
See the news?
Oh, yeah, he did. Isn't that crazy?
Scary, huh?
Yeah.
Fuck, look at that spread.
I'm cuter than her, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
I need validation from a nerd ass who put on some leather jackets to look cool.
In this meeting, so we can figure out a plan of action. Now there are a number of precautions
we can take.
Money Gomi.
What exactly is going on? But we. Can-
Oh look, Furbus, he's gone.
Furbus.
Show don't tell, guys. That's what acting should be. This is how you write a script. Don't say, oh, Furbus is gone. No, just oh, point. That's it. You're showing, not telling. At show and tell in school, I would just always bring the Final Fantasy VIII strategy guide. Is this what he's always going to be? I love how he runs. He runs like a Muppet would.
Dex. Are you all right?
Dragon's creatures are strong. I don't know if I can overcome them.
You can just keep training.
You can't give up. You gotta save my planet.
Listen, why don't you I have to be alone and think.
I have to be alone.
Come on.
He said, hey, we gotta be alone. And Furby says, no, have a Kiki. He is very into ball/drag culture, Furbus. Hell yeah.
Hey, let's watch Drag Race Australia, yay. And when we're done, we'll listen to Drag Her with Mono Agapian and Oscar Montoya.
For failure makes one strong.
Oh, dang, Ooby Dooby Canoobie, you're my only hope.
I don't know what to do, Grandfather. I was barely able to defeat Destructosphere.
Dex.
It's got it, like...
Give up hope. Use your mind.
This was direction.
As Masked Rider.
Like, you need to talk like this, child, correct?
You, Dex. Look hard and look deep.
Why does anyone hate this show?
Before you. Concentrate.
I'm pooping.
I see it.
I see the roots of the world. What, is he gonna, like, create a secret base? Does he have a bat cave? A cricket cave? A hopper cave? But not Hopper, you know, the dog of Steve Barnes.
Nefaria, send down a group of your maggots to begin. We shall select our army now.
No, say worms. Because maggots is derogatory. Maggots is gross. But, oh, they're actual maggots. Okay. Still say worms. That's a respectable, like, HR is not going to come after you if you call your employees little worms. But if you say maggots, hey, maggots, get in here. But if you say, oh, wormies, no. HR is going to say, hey, that's best case scenario, bitch. That pregnant woman better come into play. Oh, that's what you're allergic to. Oh!
Stay calm, everybody. Don't make a move.
What is happening? These little worm maggots.
Now, everyone just remain calm.
You gotta dress like Molly. And as Patsy. This is what Nicole and I are going to cosplay at the next Fan Expo. I will be Patsy and she will be Ernest, Ernie, Bengala, Benghazi, Fugazi, Anal Cunt. Yeah, guys. That's what we call stream of consciousness. I'm seeing it. I'm accessing my memories now. Mother, father, they are alive. They just gave me up to grandfather.
So that you shall not be alone in this quest, create from your mind's eye those that may aid you.
The fuck is this? Why? Oh, is that his bicycle? Is it always going to be... Okay, it's real.
You can do it. Now.
Good work, Dex. I know you could do this. That's just Furbus on the telephone with a voice modulator. Scream style.
Exactly as I imagined.
Man, Scream's gonna start doing deep fake stuff. Is there gonna be a Scream 7?
There was never any doubt in my mind.
There was never any doubt in my mind's eye.
No, you did this with the power of your own mind.
I
acted as a guide.
His face.
And you must continue on.
Goodbye, grandfather.
Goodbye, grandpa. He should have screamed. He should have said, oh, fuck.
Oh, now don't start with the sarcasm.
A sexy voiced car?
Don't be rude. My name is Magno, a technological marvel on wheels.
She wants you to fart in those leather seats.
Wherever you want to go, I can get you in a zim-zam second.
Don't exaggerate.
She says, come masturbate inside of my cockpit.
There's no time for-
You ever been driving at nighttime, no cars around, and you just start cranking it? I know you have, fuckers. It gets lonely on the road.
With a hemiphasic power plant full-
And she's there to help.
And a 30 gig topographic-
She says, sit on my stick drive.
Dragon's maggots. Activate.
Yeah! I want that rider belt. I gotta save those people.
I'm the one that can get you there faster.
Magno?
I hate to admit it, but it's true.
He's so fast at everything, especially speedrunning Spyro the Dragon 2, Ripto's Rage. He currently holds the world record.
Database reveals Masked Rider now equipped with two superior technological devices.
Do you have location?
Why have that voice?
New toys?
Only for one of them.
I want it destroyed.
I want it destroyed. It sounds like he just ate a bunch of cheese, too.
The element of surprise. So drop me off at the school and stay out of sight until I need you.
Oh, man, that dude is having difficulty driving that motorcycle. So are we going to see Furbus has some... Nope, he can just food fight. Food fight! Charlie Sheen comes out with Lindsay Lohan. One of them's a dog, one of them's the fish on the side of tuna cans. But Mother made all of those. Patsy will be so angry. You know she comes to these events just to binge and purge. God, I wish I could throw up. I'd be binging and purging all the time. No, throwing up hurts me so much and it destroys my voice because I'm just screaming. That's why I could never do that. And yes, I used to have to throw up when I had like bad stomach ulcer stuff. And I had to be like, oh, if I keep whatever is inside of me in me, it will ruin my day. And then all I have to do is think about, like, okay, I will allow myself to throw up, and then I better be near a toilet, and there better not be a soul around for 500 feet, or they are going to hear me screaming. Ew, they love the slime. How does he know about this? He just started being a human. Are you going to say there's running with the bulls on Edenoid? Ew! Taste my tongue, you fool!
Gentlemen, table for three.
How does he know about restaurants? How does he know about desserts?
You may all come out now. The creatures have gone.
The creatures have gone.
You have not seen the last of these strange events, good citizens.
Dex! You did so good!
Done, I must go.
And I'm Patsy. I will marry you.
Thank you yet.
I am a friend.
I am a friend, flannel-donned woman. Yay! He did it!
That's Dex. He's so sexy, isn't he?
Who said that?
You, we sure it wasn't me.
My plans. Well, I shall wreak vengeance on his head.
Sire.
I'll wreak vengeance with my stinky ass.
Array of insectivores in your collection.
I like insectivores.
One will be enough.
No.
These creatures unleashed would be even more than I could handle.
That's how you explain it. He can't handle these himself. They're in a spaceship.
Justice.
At least send two at a time.
An insect that can transform into a tank.
Whoa. I call him Beetle Tank. No, we gotta get a better tank. What are some insect thorax?
The time has come.
Tank rax. Thor tank, no. Militant beetle. Army beetle, I guess that.
Something's up, I can feel it.
Target located.
Holy shit, that's cool. Does the bike talk?
Sensors indicate both power levels.
What the fuck? This is everything cool in the world.
Beetletron will crush you.
Hey, watch it.
Go, go, go. It must talk.
I'll run you over.
That tickles.
I'm sorry, I'm just taking this in now. He whiffed it. A little tank is faster than you, sir. He needs friends. Molly needs to get in there. Furbus needs to. Oh, I'm such a beautiful lady. If she just teleports there, I'm gonna be like, oh, so she's not the faster one.
I will destroy you.
Never.
never. Holy Christmas. This is amazing. This tank man.
I'm coming, Dex. Stand clear.
They're gonna make out. He's gonna fall in love with this car woman. My pleasure, Dex. Get in already. This is so sexual.
All right, let's find out what you can do.
Someone wanted to have sex with a car. And they should have flipped the photography. He went in on the other side. Yeah! I've fallen and I am a robot. So sexual. Or it looks like he's pulling out a hernia. Ew. He's like, yeah! Oh, oh. I'll battle you with my hernia. It's all stringy. Spread count Dragon Zenu.
Shall not tolerate this incompetence.
His name's Dragon Zenu.
Exceeds even my lowest expectations of you all.
What?
Huh?
This deck shall pay for this. I will win the war.
Way to go, boss!
We did, Charlie. Magno came to the rescue this time, but it took all three of us working together. Now I know, with
as
your
it
help,
should be,
I can handle anything Dragon sends against me.
And Molly and Furbus and Elby? And Patsy and Alan.
Harold, do you think he's alright?
But the parents.
I hope so. I mean, the newsman said everything's pretty much back to normal now. But I'll tell you.
So they know.
Gotten much weirder.
Achoo! Siblings, am I right?
What in the world is making me sneeze so much?
Hell yeah.
Yummy.
It does seem strange, doesn't it? It's just been the last few days, though. It must be pollen or something.
He says, oh,
Bobby, don't play with your food.
Maybe it's my pubes, wife. Honey, you know I keep telling you to shave your pubis mound.
Everyone's quiet tonight.
Whoops.
If Dex...
Please fart.
Can he stay with us?
He's back.
That carpet.
Greetings, everyone.
Dex is back. You
what
did
God, Dex.
That carpet matches my carpet, wife. I know.
Here, take a seat.
It's like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, you must be famished.
I should start dyeing my pubes to be a Hawaiian shirt.
He's not in any office today.
Dex, I think I speak for all of us. You've done so much for our town today. Well, our world, really. We'd like for you to stay here with us. Be a part of our family.
Okay.
All right.
Can I call you mother?
This is great. Will you, Dex? Will you stay with us?
It would be an honor. It would give me great joy.
Honor.
To be a part of a family again.
Then it's settled.
He has dead eyes. Like he has I am an alien eyes. All right, if we're going to credits, I gotta know if her name is really Patsy. Ha 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 ha. Good boy. Ha 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 ha. Wing freeze frame, hell yeah. Okay, we're pausing.
I think Dex likes him best.
All right, where's the... Gaffer. Okay. It is Patsy. Wow. All right, guys. And Herbie. Oh, yeah. I forgot it's Herbie Fully Loaded. Thank you so much for watching along with me. This is a monthly thing. I'll be watching probably two episodes. Maybe we'll have guests later on. This is peak. This is what Power Rangers should have been. I love this show already. And I hope we get a 4K transfer of the bitch, okay? Speaking of transfers, well, transfers, hey, go subscribe to the Marshland Media Podcast. Wherever you're listening to this, you can find that podcast as well, because over there, starting next month, you can listen to Shuffling the Deck and our current Sweaty Time Pro Wrestling. But to fill in the blanks of... Actually, I should probably switch this up. To fill in the blanks of... you know, like sometimes there won't be a mostly speaking Sentai in the main feed. Jose from Hit It and Crit It and our most guest individual. He's been on Mostly Speaking Sentai as a guest more than anyone else. Jose and I were getting stoned and watching Trancers. It's one of my favorite sci-fi franchises. We recorded the first episode. It starts dropping September 14th on a Thursday because, as you should know, this show, we're going every other week because Nicole needs a break. So first Thursday, Nicole and I were doing it up good. It'll be a normal Spider-Man episode. Then over on the Patreon, we have Mostly Speaking Sentai After Dark for that second week. Then the third week, back with another Spider-Man episode here in the Free Feed podcast. Then over on Patreon.com, Nicole and I engaged with Nicolas Cage. We just did Ghost Rider. Check it out. And then the last Thursday of each month, I'll be back doing Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider here on the Patreon, or not the Patreon. It's the scheduling, just like subscribe to everything and you'll get it when it's there, okay? All right, you got it, I got it, yay, yay. And like I said, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month, you get exclusive content every single Friday. It's a good time. This Friday, This Existed, Lil Corey and I are talking about Body Melt. It's an Australian horror movie, science fiction as well, mainly science fiction. It's so good. Two thumbs up to Body Melt. We got a lot of great stuff there, so check it out. $5 a month, patreon.com/MLMpod. But if you're a $10 patron, you get all that $5 stuff as well as monthly bonus exclusive content in the form of straight to Patreon or a watch along. Always good stuff over there. We're doing Star Trek Next Generation, an episode of that Mars is like, it's the worst episode ever. But Nicole and I are like, that sounds like the greatest thing in the world, where a lady gets a diary entry from her grandmother and then a ghost tries to court her. It's gonna be a good time. Yeah! And you got shout-outs on every single Free Feed podcast, so let's begin with those, starting with Steve F., the aforementioned Eric Berry of Ranger Command Power Hour, Alex Z., the Waz, Orion, Jordan B., the Chaos Witch, my Bickle brother-in-common-law, Joshua Jakis, Steve Barnes, a sweet child of time, the womb in which I emerged, my mother, Lil Corey's BFF, Shane, that fed, twitch.tv/corewinning, it's Corwin, and from Formulaic and the Rom Complex, it's twitch.tv/r2shelby2. And I've been James. I'm also Marshland Monster. Check out my music. Always coming out with new stuff. Oh, yeah. And this has been Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider. Bye-bye. This has been a Marshland Media production produced by James McCullum. For more content, please visit mlmpod.com. To support our network and have access to exclusive podcasts, head over to patreon.com/MLMpod and sign up today. Hey guys, it's James for the first ever episode of Mostly Ramblin' Masked Riders. Holy Christmas, we just got it. I was going to say Mostly Ramblin' Rider, but no. It's for the first episode of Mostly Ramblin' Masked Rider. MRMR, Mr. and Mr.
Oh, yeah.